after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
All right. Yeah. It's your boy, Steady J. What's up, everybody? This is Life After Dust Live. And, man, it is a beautiful Wednesday. I would say, some people would say it's not beautiful because all this rain, but we'll make it through, you know. You got to make it through the rain or whatnot. But, anyways, this is a continuation of Dust Music Month, which we have. It's our first annual one, and it's basically based off of Dust Model Month we do every year in July. So this is going to be a new big thing we're doing every June, so definitely check it out. Is going to be showcasing different DJs, music execs, and producers. So basically coming through the show and giving pointers to some of the artists and also just giving points to other people that want to be those other parts of the industry. So that's what it's all about, showing y'all that is what happens is behind the scenes. These people are the reason some of this stuff goes on so well. Now, my guest for today, very, very talented young lady. She actually helps run two companies. As you probably don't correct me on that, say I remember more than that. But main ones, Sweet Money ENT and Story Life DVD, and she'll be coming through to share some different points with different people that's newcomers in the industry, as well as people that's already in the industry but need some new advice to, you know, definitely spark some new interest into people. So, let's see, go ahead and go to the phone line on that one. All right, without further ado, this should be my girl, Raquel Sweets, right?
Yep.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
This is crazy because it's the first time I actually heard your voice, and I see why they call you Sweet, because you got that has a sweet voice.
Yeah, kind of.
But it's scary because the way you go into the industry is like she might be y'all might say oh she's sweet, but she goes in hard, no condom all on you know, every day.
Oh,
so it's like, oh man, that's a scare. It's like, oh man, don't scare me. But
no, I'm not scared.
Definitely, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
So, first off, top, definitely got to talk about you talk about your companies or whatnot. You got Sweet Money ENT and Scurry Life DVD, in which Scurry Life we actually learned about when my boy Saturday was over here. He chopped it up a little bit with us about that project, but we'll revisit that again for some people that may have missed it. So first, I'll go ahead and tell everybody about those two companies and what inspires you to do them in the first place.
Okay, well, Sweet Money Entertainment, that's my company. We do, like, promotions. We blast MP3s, do email blasts, stuff like that. But what really started off was, like, 5 for 20. That's the record label. And then from there, we went to Scurry Life DVD. There's, like, four companies under one umbrella right now. That's 5 for 20 Records, Scurry Life DVD, Sweet Money Entertainment, and then Discovery Life DJs. And then that's not even counting World Rap Federation. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of different companies doing different things, but we all come together.
Exactly. And that's something that's funny. Me and my friend were talking about that earlier. A lot of people always want to, man, I want to work for myself, but they always say you can have your own company, but have it under umbrella so it's more powerful.
Right. Yeah, because you can't do everything yourself. It doesn't work like that, you know?
Exactly. I'm glad somebody from a different part of the country gets that point, too. Well, definitely. So, moving on from now to that on a little bit more, as far as, like, working in the industry, was it always something that you wanted to do, or, like, was there something else that, I wanted to do this at first, but then you just kind of landed into doing this more.
Yeah, basically, it wasn't something I planned on doing. It was just something like I started doing, promoting records, and then from there it just branched out to different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, as time went along, you saw that you needed videos, so we started editing. Then you needed promotion, and then the game just went straight online. So it's like you needed that internet promotion too. So it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not just one thing.
And like, what's that? How do you find a way to do it so well? Like, what's like your tactic of making sure you get quality promotion?
I mean, it's hard. Like, it's a lot of work and effort you have to put into it. I mean, sometimes it's like 13, 14 hours I'm putting into work, and it's like straight from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you just got to stay on top of it, because the minute you slack is the minute somebody else is going to come take your spot. And you know,
exactly.
You know how this business is.
Man, yeah, people, there's some vultures out here.
When you sleep, they'll and
eat,
they work.
Don't let them eat off of you.
Word. But, yeah, that's, you know, I didn't really plan on doing this. It just, I started promoting records at first, and then after that it went to Scurry Life DVD. And then with that, that's how we, you know, we do the promotions for the labels and the major artists. We get the interviews, stuff like that. And then from that, it went to different things. So I didn't really just want to do this or started doing this. It's just something that came about, and now it's like everything I do.
Exactly. Stay on that now. Here's one of the top questions that a lot of people have definitely have been asking. And you know, you had to go in on some people on BBM before because they wanted to act brand new. But we're gonna go ahead and get it out right now. So they go ahead and just get at the system and just chill out and start acting extra thirsty. You know, you're basically known as a ghost in the industry. And by ghost, for those who don't know what I mean by that, like, she doesn't feel like she has to have the need to be, hey, this is me, this is how I look. Hey, in order for you to know, for you to respect me, you got to know how Raquel looks every day, like that kind of stuff. Like, how do you, like, what actually helped you come up with that as a strategy? Because I see that strategy has been working for you very well, so. How'd you come off that as a strategy
for
yourself?
I mean, when you in the industry, that's the way it is. Like, the top execs, you don't see pictures of them every day. You know what I'm saying? You don't you don't know who they are. They just make shit happen. It's like I'm not in it for fame. I'm in it for money. You see what I'm saying? So I don't want to be known. Like when I walk down the street, you know, I have people run up on me. Hey, you such and such, or can you do this to me? Can you help me do this? And I don't need. So I choose to just be a ghost in the machine. I just make shit happen. You don't have to see me, like, you know. So that's my whole thing. But in the industry, it's like that. A lot of execs, you could be in the same room with them and you wouldn't even know.
Man, it's just, my thing is, you know, what is it to say with this drives me nuts is, I mean, I read some of the broadcasts you have with some of these people, and I'm like, how can they be so extra thirsty about it? Like, it's like almost annoying.
I know, it is. Like, it gets on my nerves, like, at least 2-3 times. Like, hey, can you send me a picture? Like, hell no, for what? Like, who are you? You know, but I'm not trying to be a dickhead or nothing. It's just like, you don't need to see a picture of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about my business, and if you're not reading my BCs about my blast, you know what I'm saying, or links to my website or clicking on the links I send out, then you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't really matter to me if you see me or not. If you don't respect
my
business.
Right, half of them ain't going to give a darn anyway. You're going to show them pictures, and then they ain't even going to go back and look at some of the stuff you're sending out. So what is the point?
You know, I don't know. Like, they just get it. I don't know. I don't know what it is about people.
Like, yeah, I mean, and when you serious in the industry, that only, like you said, you know that that's not a rare thing. That's actually a very common thing. And for me, like, I think that's one of the great things. And it's crazy. Like, people are like, why are you work so well? You know, you never met this person. I don't meet half the people I work with, and I still. We still get stuff done.
But
because
study, that's the way
it's the grind.
That's the way it works. Like, you know what everybody's doing, what they're working on. You know what I'm saying? And you respect them for that, for their work. It's not like what you look like or, you know, what race you are or you. It's not about that when it comes down to business with me. So I don't get
it's
that.
It's not important. Like, it's not important. Like, real talk. Not trying to start a dating service, we're trying to start a business. That's what half of it. They start figuring that out.
That's what they on BBM for. They horny little toes. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I'm there to, like, you know what I'm saying, blast out all my links to my contacts, and I get extra clicks. That's a form of promo for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same thing. You could go on my Facebook and you wouldn't find a picture of me either. Because that's
right.
Just
you see that? You see that? NY Apple.
Right. Every time you see that blue apple, that's me.
Yeah, that's her. That's all I need to know. Know the apple is her. That's all you need. You
yep.
Want to know?
Look,
look,
on the ghost
look for the
machine,
apple.
I see that. All, I say that all day.
So okay, what are we gonna do? I got some more stuff to chop up with you, of course. In the bit, we're gonna do is go to. Actually, a brand new track, fresh off the press, from Boy Saturday. This is Back to the Streets, and then we'll be back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Steady J, and my girl Raquel Sweets. Let's go.
Saturday. I'm from the Bronx where hip hop started, and I love hip hop. It's a way of life, you know. Some people died for this. Made a lot of people rich. It made some people poor, but no matter what, hip-hop, I love
Let's
you.
Let's go. Let's get back to the streets. Yeah. I'm a slave to the radio wave with no heat.
Saturday.
Speak to the beat so intimate.
Yeah.
Flow with the flow, you can notice it. Last dragon, keep my pants sagging.
Right.
Cops still watch the block, they might bag them.
Watch it.
Toe tag them, DOA. Saturday, stay away from the DEA. Hey, get money, style out, and look good. Wild out if you keep it so hood. No doubt the girls, they gon' come.
Right.
Drinks on deck, the girls are more fun.
Right.
Rap my set, I rap where I'm from.
Yeah.
Don't act dumb, I go get it.
You don't want it.
Fun be the time that I'm having. Stop backstabbing, ride the bandwagon.
Go.
Back to the streets, hardcore beats. Turn this up, call all the Jeeps. Back to the streets, hardcore beats. Turn this up, call all the Jeeps. The streets are gonna love this. Stand up.
What
what it used to be.
That's right.
The labels, they be confusing me.
Yeah.
Damn, I miss the boom bap. Dance floor packed, a bunch of hand claps.
I love that.
Rap or die, no lie. Hands stay up in the sky. I stay fly.
That's right.
We try new ways to get by. Pipe dreams, games, alibis. Why doubt the dude? When the money pile up, you can change the mood.
That's right.
Don't get slow, I run past the goal.
Yeah.
Back to the streets, that's what I know.
I got it.
Flow like a river. Style kind of wild, it's the way I deliver. Check my profile, I make the best shiver. My time is now. Question, can you keep up and have?
Come on.
Back to the streets, hardcore beats. Turn this up, the car on the jeeps. Back to the streets, hardcore beats. Turn this up, the car on the jeeps. The streets are gonna love this. Stand up, fearless. The streets are gonna love this. Stand up, fearless. Y'all gonna learn the words of this anthem. I get lots of birds cause I'm handsome. Man, some of y'all don't learn. Wait your turn, hate not concerned.
Right.
Earn for the cash, chill out, bro. Roll your own Dutch, no, I don't pass.
I don't.
Fast on the beat,
yeah.
Move like that, real fast on the street. You trash, I got heat. Come meet a real MC from the Bronx and the streets. Got love for me.
That's right.
Mixtapes, DVDs, I done that on the grind. I shine, try to get me a plaque.
Let's go.
Back with a vengeance, nice with a sentence. Door closed, I'ma kick you right off the hinges.
I got it, my
let me in, I'm gon' win. Bring a new style, make a new trend. Back to the streets, hardcore beats. Turn this up, call all the jeeps. Back to the streets, hardcore beats. Turn this up, call all the jeeps. The streets is gonna love this. Stand up, fearless. The streets is gonna love this. Stand up, fearless.
Alrighty, we all back. I'm talking about my Texas accent. We are back on, we're back on Life After This Live. All right, I'm going to stop playing. I'm going to stop playing. Well, we got my girl Raquel Sweets in the building. So, man, like, y'all missing any. That's a reminder. Y'all miss any parts of the show, all you have to do is simply go to blogtalkradio.com/ Seti J, that's CEDDY, letter J. You can see all the shows. Look for the one that simply says Score Life DVD next to Just Music Month. Or you can look for it on iTunes too, and you can download it for free. Listen to it as much as you want to. All right, Raquel.
What's up?
All right, so now some other important stuff we got to chop up, but definitely. Now I wanted to do this other one last, but I'm switching it up now. Actually, one big question I know a lot of people have, as far as being a female in the industry, you know, especially, you know, the music industry is known for being a very male-dominated industry as such. So my main question is for you is, being a female, how do you find a way to, you know, stay afloat? Being a female in a male-dominated industry, how do you find a way to keep it going?
I mean, it's not hard. It's just, I just grind the same way the dudes do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm on it every day. Because I just learned, like, you know, what you put into it, you get back out. So, I mean, I just grind every day. That's all I can say. I don't look at it like, you know, I mean, there's times when I go into a room and I'm doing interviews and, like, everybody from the DVDs and DJs will be there. And it's, like, mostly males, but you know what I'm saying? There'll be, like, two or three females. But, I mean, I don't let that bother me because I'm right there with my camera, too. Like, you know, like, move, pushing niggas with my elbows and shit. Like, move, you know what I'm saying? I'm serious. There's times I'm standing here doing an interview and somebody come up behind me with a camera. And I'm turning around looking like, dude, don't you see me doing my interview? You know, but, I mean, I just do me. I don't pay it no mind. I don't look at it like, you know, it's dominated by males. So because I'm a female, I shouldn't be doing this. Like, you know.
Well, you actually, you know, see, y'all been thinking I'm paying attention to the two y'all on BBM that well, but I do. I would make a reference point. You actually going in about Nicki Minaj, about how she's really playing the female card like extra hard.
That's how I feel personally, though. Like, I mean,
sometimes it's like, stop wanting, like you just make you.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm a woman. That's why they're picking on me. I'm a woman.
Switching up on us. Like, come on, don't switch it up now.
Right. I didn't feel that. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't about her being a woman. It was about the album. That's basically what everybody was talking about. You know?
Right.
I mean, to me, she was flipping that card a lot. Like, I'm a female. They ain't saying nothing to such and such. They ain't saying nothing to such and such. You know, but she was the headliner, so who else they going to talk about? I don't know.
But it's a simple point that, you know, be careful when you say you want to do something different. You want to try to be different. At the end of the day, sometimes it's going to come and can bite you behind because people might not feel different.
I'm just saying that everything you do is going to work. You know what I'm saying? Not everything you do, they're going to love. So you got to deal with the good and the bad. You feel me?
Right. I don't know how many times I didn't have failed. Shoot.
Right.
I mean, if it was beautiful every day, there's rain, gold.
Right,
see,
you learn through trial and error, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you mess up, you be like, okay, well, that didn't work. You know what I'm saying? I'm do it different this time. So, I mean, I learned a lot through trial and error. So, I mean, this one was whack. Maybe the next one will be crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, she is hot. You feel me?
Exactly. Sometimes it's timing is everything, too, because sometimes certain things work at certain times. So, some people got to realize, too. Sometimes people ain't ready for something at a certain time.
Right. That's true.
Okay. Cher. Mary Marceau won the, just a very, very, very tough stuff, one to definitely close out with. You know, Cher, if you point us with artists that are like newcomers or ones that have basically been trying to find some new tips to try to, you know, make it in the industry, like what's like some different things you can share for them to, you know, just keep it going and be successful in what they do.
Steady, when I came in this industry, right, it wasn't digitalized the way it was. MySpace didn't start yet. You know what I'm saying? Half the people wasn't on computers. So, I mean, I had to physically go out there and stand on lines in post office with, like, 100 packages mailing out to DJs, those same DJs I would have to call. I mean, they have it so easy, like, the venues, like, what they have, YouTube, all the social networking, I mean, all the upload sites, I mean, you can basically do it yourself, you just have to grind and stay on it, believe in yourself and keep on doing what you're doing, that's all I can say.
Yeah, and I feel you on that, like, yeah, it's not me, because a lot of people, like, I ask them, they're like, what do you need this for? If you're in the industry, I don't need you to ask me why do you need it. I need you to just be smart. If I'm telling you you need it and I didn't sit out here because I didn't done trial and error, I learned what you need and what you don't need.
Like,
right. Actually, I somebody got a Twitter. Man, I'm not really, you know, well, hey, don't give me that, no, I'm not really use Twitter.
Yeah, I hear that, like, I'm not really online like that, like,
well, then
you're going
to cut yourself off, and then you're cutting off a resource.
Right.
Because even if you're not on Twitter all the time,
I mean,
there's ways
easy
to automate it. You can automate, that's the thing, like you said, it's so easy. You can automate this stuff, too. Like, I mean, I have four Twitters that I run. Twitters. Now, y'all want to ask me how the hell I run four Twitters, because sometimes some things I'm not always running. They are like ghosts of the shells themselves. They run on their own.
Right.
So I understand that. There's no way I just can't tweet y'all. Oh, man, like, you'd be surprised by simple stuff.
Right. But I'm saying, like, you know, it's much easier for them to grind and do what they do, get themselves out there, and they definitely got to invest time and money, because this business is money, too. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Half of them think we're supposed to just give them everything for free.
Nah, and it don't work like that with favors and stuff like it. It don't work like that. Like, somebody's not going to help you. gone are those days where A&Rs come look for you and want to sign you and put you on. You got to go out there and build your brand and make your worth, build your worth, basically. You know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
The way the industry is nowadays. So the artists that's out there, they have to go out there and make it happen.
Right, because like I said, because they don't realize that, you know, people like me, yourself, we spend money, we had to spend money as well.
Right. Yeah, everything costs money, Steady, you know that. Everything, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, they got a lot of free venues to promote themselves that I didn't have before. You know, all this shit is like kind of new to me. But, I mean, what they have, man, I would be going like ham.
Yeah, that's like, I laugh, because you run a name, because you got it, like you said, y'all got World Rap Federation, and people are thinking, hey, he's just a free, y'all realize that we pay
no,
for that.
No, Ning is
we
not
pay
free
for that,
anymore.
Every month.
Every month, for real.
Man,
if I'm paying, like, yo, y'all gotta pay too. What's up? Like, I know, I'll tell you, yo.
I'll be looking, you like, you got it sometimes, but sometimes you can look and you can see, and you get that email, they be like, Ning has taken a cut. Dang it.
Word. it's not even about paying a monthly bill. It's about updating. Like, if you working on your site every day and you putting in hours, to build up those views, then you're not just going, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
To promote another artist, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to have to come out their pocket because I'm coming out my pocket every day. You feel
exactly.
me?
Exactly. And that's on multiple fronts. I mean, even, you know, I mean, just simple things. Like, they realize simple things like running this radio show costs me money, all that kind of stuff. Like you said, that's why everything, we give you this free stuff. So, it's just kind of like I said, it's kind of when you go to Sam's. You go to Sam's, they give you the nice, good samples. And you're like, man, this sample is so good. I want to take home some more of it. Well, in order to take home some more of that sample, you're going to pay for it and take it all the way home.
Right.
Oh, man. See, this is not me and her talking on BDL. We talk about this kind of stuff like on BDL. So it's like all day, man. This is basic stuff for the industry, y'all. Like, what she's telling you, what I'm definitely sharing with you, too, this is basic stuff. And if you don't even try to pick up this little basic stuff, you might as well stop, because that's where you're going to be at a standstill. And you're going to be going 15 years down the line going, why is this not working? That's exactly why it's not going to work.
What they got to understand is, like, it's like the rap game is like, it's like the basketball game. Like, instead of people having hoop dreams, they got rap dreams. So it's like everybody and their mom want to be a rapper. You gotta distinguish yourself from everybody. You know what I'm saying? And how
right,
you
right? Even I want to be a rapper. I'm kidding, somebody.
You funny. But how you do that is you outgrind everybody. You know what I'm saying? You have to work harder than everybody else. And
right. I think this too, like you said, rappers. Everyone thinks in order to be a successful industry, they have to be the artist. It's okay being behind the scenes. I don't want to be the artist. I like working for y'all versus working being the artist. I like doing that much more.
Right, definitely, because you know how things happen. You know what I'm saying? You
exactly.
know how to make it happen, basically. But some rappers just think that it's about going in the booth and recording songs, and then they got 10, 20 songs, and they put it out, and you know what I'm saying? Like, they doing it, and it's not about that. It's not about that. It's promo that goes behind it. You got to shoot videos. You got to get on this website, that website. You got to go hard with your project, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're doing it for nothing. You're doing it for your 20 friends on the block to listen to it.
right. Yeah, and some of them really do be doing that too. But hey, as we get ready to come to a close, I want you to definitely go ahead and share with everybody how they can reach you and keep up with every project you got going on.
They can follow me on Scurry Life DVD and at World Rap, at Sweet Money Entertainment, and check out worldrapfederation.com. My email address is scurry.lifedvd@yahoo.com. That way they can get directly in contact with me. That's the best way.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I see we got a couple calls. I'm going to go ahead and go to them real quick. See, one, they got their hand. I'm going to go to them. I'm 862, you're on Life Is Live. Your boy, Sadie J. Raquel Sweets, what's up?
Yo, this is your boy, Jerry. I know this one.
What's good? What's good?
Hey, man. I got my name. What's good? Boom.
What was that again?
Yeah, we definitely up in Jersey Lane, you know what I'm saying? Said we be in Wendy, yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, do you have as far as, do you have any questions for my girl Raquel?
Not really. I mean, I can be offended about the thing. You know, we ain't been to all this, you know, I ain't really concerned about what the next one I do. That's the wrong days on the track. You know, it's a drive for a dog. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter who won't win. You know what I mean? Whoever's going to be shot, they're going to have to deal. They're going to have to deal. You know, that's what's chopped up